here's a story from The World.
The Russian military has been steadily losing ground in Ukraine for months, despite the Kremlin's mobilization of tens of thousands of new recruits for the war. Moscow is also getting help from abroad. Iran is supplying Russia with drones. According to Western officials, the Iranian government is also providing ballistic missiles. Now there are reports that Russia is getting assistance from North Korea. The World's Daniel Offman has been looking into that.
North Korea is providing Russia with artillery shells, rockets, and winter military uniforms. That's according to recent news reports, but both governments deny it. Here's State Department spokesperson Ned Price earlier this month speaking about North Korea.
We have information that despite the public denials that we've heard from the DPRK, the DPRK is covertly supplying Russia's war in Ukraine with a significant number of artillery shells.
Russia's relationship with the country goes back decades. Here's Professor Sung-Yoon Lee. He teaches Korean politics and foreign relations at the Fletcher School at Tufts University.
The role of the Soviet Union, formerly the Soviet Union and Russia, this is crucial to the history of the despotic dynasty known as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Kim Il-sung. Среди ветеранов антияпонской революции.
This is from a Soviet documentary glorifying Kim Il-sung, the founder of the North Korean state. Kim was an officer in the Soviet army.
Ветеранами антияпонской революции.
After World War II, Joseph Stalin chose Kim as the leader of North Korea and supported his decision to invade South Korea in 1950.
The Soviet Union became thereafter North Korea's most important supporter, militarily, politically, and perhaps most importantly, economically, throughout the Cold War.
That relationship wasn't always smooth. And with the fall of the Soviet Union, things between Russia and North Korea cooled down a lot. But a decade later, that changed.
In the aftermath of the ascendance of a man named Vladimir Putin in 1999-2000, Putin became the first top leader of either the Soviet Union or Russia to visit North Korea.
And in Pyongyang, they rolled out the red carpet for Putin. In this segment, a North Korean state TV, crowds at the airport cheered and waved Russian and North Korean flags. Sung-Yoon Lee says this was the start of a new era of warmer relations between Russia and North Korea.
When it comes to security matters, the two nations have always been partners. And with Putin's dreadful war in Ukraine, the old dynamics of the Cold War, Russia, China, North Korea on one side, and the United States, South Korea, and Japan on the other side, this Cold War rift has come back.
Lee says it makes sense for Kim Il-sung's grandson, Kim Jong-un, to be supplying Russia with military equipment. Fyodor Tertitsky agrees. He's a researcher at Kumin University in South Korea, where he studies the North Korean military. Tertitsky says that Russia has used up a lot of its modern equipment in Ukraine, and they're now using older artillery and tanks.
For that, you need ammunition, and North Korean military uses a lot of Soviet equipment, and North Korea can supply exactly this kind of ammunition which might have been provided to them by the USSR, ironically.
Tertitsky says North Korea needs the cash. It needs oil, food, and humanitarian assistance from Russia as well. And the country's in a good position to provide military hardware.
North Korea is a very military industry-oriented country. They have a particular term they call second industry. So the first industry is like a civilian one. The second one is a military one, sort of implying they're a bit of equal.
Tertitsky says there's reason to be skeptical here because there hasn't been a smoking gun or concrete evidence that North Korea is supplying Russia with lots of weapons. But he says the fact that these reports are so believable says something about the state of Russia's military and its war in Ukraine. For The World, I'm Daniel Offman.